It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yes, that is me, and I am here. Good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. You aren't. And let's have some fun here today on the show. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates that we love. We love them right back. However, in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. All the various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that, well, it's this, is that it if you're settling in at your desk, you're an early riser, an early starter on the old job, and you're there and you want to check us out, you go right to the Listen Live, and we're there. If you're on your way somewhere, sometimes Sirius, sometimes XM, sometimes both, sometimes none. That's the way you can go about getting us. But if you're walking a dog, you're heading out, you're getting the kids onto the bus, you're going to the park, you're going to the gym, you're doing something where you're outside of the normal realm of radio, well, guess what? You can download the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, all that kind of good rot. You can go to the Listen Live. We're right there. You can go to the archives. You can check out stuff that we did, you know, shows, interviews, the whole nine. We always have good interviews. We got a good one today. Josh Gates will join us. You know, it's about you. It's about what you want to listen to. It's tailored to your needs, your wants, your desires, kind of like marriage. And it's for us, it works, because you can find us anywhere. You literally can. And for the network, it's a gorgeous thing. You know, for the hosts, yeah, more exposure, more money. Nah, maybe not. American Forces Radio Network. Of course, that takes us all around the world. And the relationship we have with them is special. Just got done with Army-Navy, as you guys well know. You see these kids, it's holiday time, baby. December 21st, 4 days till Santa comes down the chimney. They're not all getting to go home, you know what I'm saying? So give them a thanks, all right? Then be on your way. Tap out right here. We'll come back. We'll set the table for this edition. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Robert's keeping it on the air, and it's not always the easiest thing in the world to do. However, you know, look, it's getting towards Christmas. Gifts are abounding. People are being all cool as far as what they're giving out, all that kind of good stuff. And, well, Christmas gifts, if you're a fan of the San Francisco Giants, are maybe coming your way in the fact that Evan Longoria is heading west. The face of the Tampa Bay Ray franchise is up and going. And he is going west. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know for both teams. To be completely honest, I mean, Longoria had a down year last year. He certainly fits the bill as far as star power goes, but I'm not, frankly, all that thrilled about the fact that they moved him. If you're a Tampa Bay fan, you're saying to yourself, well, okay. You know, is he really an all-star anymore? He's been in the league 10 years. He's their career leader in everything. I mean, you know, everything. But last season, it was a slash line of 261, 313, and 424 with 100 OPS. Plus, he had 36 doubles. Nice. 20 home runs, 86 RBIs. So he fits in the middle of their lineup out in San Francisco, but in 2016, he hit 36 home runs. You know, is it the start of a slide? Here's a guy who gets hurt a lot. He's a very physical player. He dives all over the place. Terrific third baseman. Don't misunderstand me. They owe him a lot of money. Now, they gave the Giants cash. They didn't say exactly how much. But Longoria is due $86 million through 2022. There's a club option for 2023, so they can take it down $13 million. Actually, $8 million, because there's a $5 million buyout. It's a rebuild in Tampa. I mean, it's let's put it this way. I have a feeling a whole bunch of tickets just went available on StubHub. No plug intended for opening day, because when they're trotting the team out there, it's going to be a significantly lesser team. Now, with that being said, is this knee-jerk to what the Yankees and the Red Sox are doing? I mean, the Red Sox are built mostly from within, but they're not afraid to dip in. You know, they just re-upped Mitch Moreland not too long ago, a couple days ago. And the Yankees, you know what the Yankees have been doing in the offseason thus far. And, you know, on paper, at least, it doesn't look like many of the teams in the East are going to be able to compete. And what I mean by that is the rest of them. You know, Toronto likes to think it can, but they're looking to move their premier third baseman. Baltimore just lost Zach Britton, which we'll get into in a couple of minutes, and they're looking to move their third baseman. And Tampa. I mean, Now, what did they get back? Denard Span. Denard Span, God, it just seems like yesterday he was a prospect. Now he's he's 34 years old. He's a solid player. He doesn't have the range anymore. But he's 34 years old. They're going to pay him the $11 million this year. They'll probably DH him, or mostly DH him, and then buy him out for $4 million the following year. He's 34 years old. They got Arroyo. Christian Arroyo, if you remember him. He's young still, but he can't hit. And they're going to have to find out. He was hurt. Now, he played 25 games in AAA and hit .396. It was 25 games. And he got hurt. He doesn't have any pop. So, is he a utility fielder? Is he maybe threatening somebody? I play him at third base. Matt Duffy's going to get the first shot. And Hecuveria is there pretty much entrenched at short. So, I guess he gets a shot at second base. And then the pitchers, they're live arms. And here's the deal. Everybody throws 95 miles an hour now. You know, the ones that don't are actually the ones that make it up to the major leagues because nobody sees off-speed pitching anymore. But they got a guy named Matt Crook. I just like the name. Crook's 23. He's 4-9 with a 5.12 and 105 strikeouts in 91 innings for Advanced San Jose. That's Class A. So you got to figure they need to move him up the food chain. And he's 23 years old with a sub-5 record, not ERA. So he's a live arm, but is he a big-time prospect? I don't know. And then Stephen Woods, who was a big-time prospect and is a big-time prospect, is 22, 113 strikeouts and 110 innings in Augusta. So Woods is a righty, Crook is a lefty. They're not going to make the team this year. They're hoping that in 2 years they'll be ready to go. And, if you're 24, 25 years old and you haven't sniffed the majors yet, you better get ready for that UPS job at Christmas. There's nothing wrong with that. Just saying. But AT&T is a big park. Hard to hit for power there. Now, I'm looking at it, I'm like, all right. We'll see how it plays out. I don't know. I for the Giants, I guess it's a no-brainer. They really didn't give up much other than Arroyo and a couple of live arms. So you see, and maybe they get a little juice out of Longoria. But, the other side of the coin, too, is if, he ends up being nicked up all over again, you know, then you got a whole different set of things to deal with. So, I don't know. He's 32 years old. He should still have some juice left. But again, 10 years in the majors and nicked up quite a bit. I don't know. They would much rather have the 2016 version of Evan than the current. He traditionally gets off to a slow start, so be aware of that, Gigante fans. Yeah, we'll see. Big trade in name. I don't know so much in results. Winner Giants, at least in the short term. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere. I'm Black. You are not.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nice. Welcome back to the attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Talking about Major League Baseball trades, which is, you know, pretty good. We're getting into that. Another one, and this was a replacement, evidently. Yonder Alonso agrees to a 2-year deal after Carlos Santana, the player, not the guitar player. I guess they're both players in a way. Took a hike. And 2-year deal, $16 million. Vesting option 2020, valued at $8 million. It's all physical. He turns 31. Nice year with the Athletics, 28 home runs in 142 games. Much better lineup in Cleveland, so they should get some pretty good results out of him. You know, we'll find out because he's been a lot more patient at the plate than once he was. I mean, this is a guy who was a top 10 overall pick. And maybe he found himself a little bit later in his career. Yeah, I know what the whispers are going to be. But not really necessarily true. I mean, when you're playing in a market like Oakland and you don't have a hell of a lot in the lineup to start out with, well, you know, pretty tough to deal with. You know, they got him. A's got him off Seattle, and you know, he never quite panned out, but Cleveland's willing to roll the dice, and it's a short-term deal, 2 years. Really not so bad. And, I mean, losing Santana hurts, but Cleveland's front office knows how to pick and plug. And, you know, that aspect of it. The 102-win team certainly bodes pretty well for them going forward. You know, they major league teams have issues. They're making money. TV contract is good for the most part, but the teams are top heavy, and we've kind of swung the pendulum back towards who's willing to spend money and who isn't willing to spend money. Now, there is a bottom that has to be spent. And Lord knows the Marlins are going to be close to being at the very bottom of what they have to spend. But, you know, then you turn around and you have teams that, like the Angels, that throw money around like, you know, well, us, and don't get any results. So there's something to be said for both approaches. Now, the Giants, as bad as they were last year, still, although they recently got rid of Matt Moore, have a decidedly, on paper, talented pitching staff. So if they get the pitching up to snuff that they're used to getting, in theory, they can contend. Now, are they as good as the Dodgers? Hell no. But are the Diamondbacks a one-year aberration? Are the Colorado Rockies built for the long term, or are they kind of an aberration as well? Well, we're going to find out. Or are the Giants doomed to being on that Padre level for quite a while? And the Padres haven't, you know, I mean, there's a team that doesn't spend either. You know, you have to look at a couple of these major league teams. You know, you look at San Diego, and there's no indication that they want to pull the team out of San Diego, but they rarely contend. You look at Tampa Bay. Since Joe Maddon left, they rarely contend. And there's some teams that would like, some cities, I should say, that would love to have baseball teams. You know, baseball's all worried about time, shot clocks and pitch clocks and everything else. And, you know, quite frankly, they don't need it. You know, just embrace what you are. And you're all right. Third basemen are being moved around all over the place. You know, Yanks have an opening. They have an opening at second base, too. Now, internally, Miguel Andujar would be a nice fit. He split time between Double A and Triple A. If they think he's ready, they're probably just going to plug him in. And Gleyber Torres, who is considered the number two prospect in Major League Baseball, is probably going to be their second baseman starting this year. They're going to probably throw him in. We'll see. They'll start him in the minors because he had Tommy John surgery on his left arm. Ronald Torres, in free agent land, they can go after some people. But I think they're going to be a little bit reticent to spend. There'll be guys out there. Do they want to spend on Mike Moustakas? I don't know. Plug in 1 year of Brandon Phillips? I don't know. Maybe. Neil Walker's still out there. He'd fit. And he wants a 4-year deal, so that ain't going to happen. But if he's willing to win a World Series ring, that's another story. I don't know. It baseball offseason, and again, there's been so much movement that it's kind of it's been fun. I mean, it's truly been a true hot stove. But who's plugging in where, and who's going to be when the dust settles? I mean, I and it's not particularly good for baseball. And look, I know it's not going to play out this way, but if you're looking at MLB in this upcoming season, can you already write in the teams that are going to be in the playoffs? I would make the argument that you probably can, at least in most instances. I mean, Cleveland's going to be real good again. The Nationals are going to be real good again. The Dodgers are going to be real good again. The Cubs are going to be real good again. Yankees and the Red Sox. Cleveland. Did I say Cleveland? Yeah, I said Cleveland. What else is up for grabs? American League West? I mean, Minnesota made the playoffs, but can they do it in back-to-back years? Kansas City's losing everybody. They're in the midst of a rebuild. As I said, Toronto's looking to dump their best players, and they finished 17 games back last year. Baltimore's in deep doo-doo, probably beat Bucks last year because they'll blow them out, and it's not his fault. White Sox are in perpetual rebuild, although they're a team that could surprise. Detroit's bottoming out. Angels do enough to catch Houston? Hell no. Seattle, Texas, and Oakland? Okay. I mean, Seattle's a year removed. Texas is a year removed, but, okay. Milwaukee's a team on the come. But, are they good enough to catch the Cubs? I don't know. Don't think so. St. Louis got the big stick in the middle of the lineup. Cincinnati's removed. We talked about San Diego, and San Francisco was the worst team in baseball. They finished 40 games behind the Dodgers. 40. Last year. I mean, you going to make up 40 games with Evan Longoria and some pitchers? Well, you got me. I don't think so. Don't see it personally. How can that happen? No, I don't think so. So, a lot of baseball has maybe already been decided. Now, again, there's moves, there's injuries, there's always a surprise team. I get that. So, okay, but I don't see where that one particular move, particularly after Giancarlo Stanton, that a team can make that particular move and make it work. I mean, the Yankees obviously knee-jerked to Houston, and I understand that. But, boy, oh, boy, I truly wonder if these other teams are just going, well, let's mail it in right now because they don't have the talent. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
I was in the right place, but it must have been a wrong time. Hey, little Dr. John. Yeah, man, New Orleans. Got to get down to New Orleans if you haven't been. Serious business. You may not remember most of it, but trust me. Trust me, it's worth going. Sandy Alderson gets an extension. And rightfully so. And for those of you who don't get it, you know, and I'm talking Met fans, of which I'm one, you know, do you not remember how bad they were and how disorganized they were and how lack of approach that they had? And they're, oh, you know, they got to the World Series, but they didn't win it. You know, the arms aren't, you know, well, guess what? He puts them in contention, or at least a team that can be in contention every year. Now, they've got the new manager in place. We're going to find out whether or not he can manage it. The Wilpons took the big hit with the Madoff scandal. He's the right guy. You know, Sandy learned to do it in Oakland, which has no money. And when he came to the Mets had no money. And they're starting to get back on their feet again, financially. They still have their issues. When they were done last year, Sandy cleaned house. I mean, anybody with a contract with cash on it was vulnerable. But he also re-upped Yoenis Cespedes. If Conforto's shoulder heals, he's got a star right there. And he still has a hell of a lot of pitching, some of which is going to go bye-bye. I mean, we'll find out this year whether or not Matt Harvey still has anything left resembling the Dark Knight. He's allegedly healthy. Well, we're going to find out. But if not, they'll cut him loose, and unfortunately, they won't get anything back for him. Maybe he thrives someplace else. Maybe he doesn't. You know, but they people forget how bad the Mets were and the fact that they never contended for quite a few years. Sandy brought him back to that level. Sandy's also had personal battles with cancer. He looks like he's healthy now. He says he's healthy. He's also 70 years old. So I'm sure there's somebody in the wings. This will probably be his last extension, but I'm sure they have somebody in mind. You know, they brought him in 2010. Since 2010, 7 years, 2 playoff appearances. You know, it's not great, but it took him a while to rebuild an organization that had nothing in the farm system. And he did it by going after starting pitching. Well, pitching in general. But, and you look at that roster, and in theory, they should be a contender for a playoff position. You know, Noah Syndergaard, Jacob DeGrom, Steven Matz. You know, they just got to keep him on the field. They fired their longtime trainer, Ray Ramirez, so let's see if the different approach and a different manager comes into play, and they're able to get it done because the guy's a pitcher's manager. So we'll find out. Mickey Callahan sat at Terry Francona's right hand for quite a while. So we're going to find out whether or not he's the guy going forward. And by the way, they're one of those teams that could jump up in a big way. Now, until the Marlins had their fire sale, I would have said the Marlins as well, but you know, that is what it is. But there's a couple teams in baseball that always jump up each and every year and surprise people. Now, how it plays out remains to be seen. You know, everybody's in contention until the season starts, or as Mike Tyson said, everybody has a plan until they get hit. But we'll find out. There was an interview yesterday, and I make a point of not listening to a hell of a lot of sports talk. I have to be completely honest. The only thing I really listen to extensively when it involves sports is NBA radio, because I love basketball. It's my sport. And also in doing this, I don't want to be one of those backbenchers that, you know, they hear something on another show and then, you know, it becomes their opinion on something. And, you know, sometimes I'll coincide with somebody that has something to say, and sometimes I won't. Always like to have a fresh approach, so I don't listen very much to it. However, I do listen to Dan Le Batard. And the reason why I listen to Dan Le Batard is because he's fun. He's, you know, he says some really stupid things sometimes. And his sidekick I could do without, Stu Gatz. I think he's, you know, just kind of a putz. But with that being said, you know, I like the fact that he incorporated his dad into his show. You know, Poppy's great. You know, a Cuban refugee who made it in the United States. And, you know, just, I just happen to like it. I find it entertaining. But boy, did he get into it with Rob Manfred yesterday. And, you know, Le Batard, and rightfully so, he's based in Miami. And they've been having a fire sale with the Marlins. And, you know, Giancarlo's gone. Marcelo Ozuna's gone. You know, they're questioning what they're getting back for these guys. There is a threshold that the Marlins need to spend. And Le Batard got into it with the commissioner yesterday and called him a liar. You know, I mean, I understand Le Batard's passion. Like I said, he's Miami based, and you know, if you're a Dolphin fan, you're a long suffering Dolphin fan. You know, if you're the Heat, the glory days are gone. And if you're a Marlin fan, you had something to root for down there. You know, Ozuna and Giancarlo and some of the other guys, D. Gordon, who got let go. And, you know, on paper, they were a fairly competitive team that looked like they just needed to be tweaked with a little bit of pitching. In order to be contenders. And Derek Jeter and the new ownership have decided to break the team down and start from scratch. And Le Batard, and, you know, ownership has to go, when new ownership is coming in, they have to get approved by the owner, sign off by the commissioner. They do the background checks on how deep the financial pockets are. And all that kind of good stuff. Derek Jeter had a, you know, quote unquote town hall the day before. And Le Batard asked Manfred whether or not he knew prior to the recent sale, fronted by Bruce Sherman, who's worth a lot less than what he used to be. And Jeter, whether or not the new owners plan to slash payroll. Now, Le Batard tried to say he was lying in a ha-ha-ha way, but Manfred didn't take it that way. And rightfully so. You call me a liar, I'm going to go upside your head. And Manfred said, look, we do not get involved in the operating level decisions in the ownership approval process. We did not have specific player-specific plans from the Miami Marlins or any other team that's been involved in the ownership process. These are decisions that the individual owners make, and they don't have to be cleared by us or approved by us. These are local decisions. Now, Manfred said that he didn't receive a payroll plan from the Marlins until 2 days prior to his interview with Le Batard. He said, more so, we don't get into the, are you going to trade player X, player Y at a particular point in time, nor do we ask them to make a commitment to people before they even get in and make an evaluation of the talent level, ability to win, people they have. It's not how the ownership process works. Well, I will disagree to a certain point, because when Charlie Finley was having his fire sale, Bowie Kuhn stepped in and kept him from trading everybody to the Yankees for a bag of hardballs. So there is precedent. Now, you know, if Rob Manfred had stepped in, would that have meant, and just say, I don't know, just say the Giancarlo stand, the trade. Had he stepped in and said, no, you're not getting enough, Now, they did get a former All-Star in Starlin Castro. You know, obviously not the value of Giancarlo Stanton as far as a talent level goes, but they, you know, he was a former All-Star. The prospects are okay. They're live arms. Maybe they develop, maybe they don't. You know, but the other thing, you know, in the other trades, I should say, it's the same deal. You know, there was just enough around the fringe where you could say, okay, now, there's an interesting read by Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald. All right. Now, again, the commissioner denied that he was aware of Jeter's plan to slash payroll. Now, according to the source in Barry Jackson's piece, and you're not going to name the source, obviously, he said that's absolutely not true. They said they request and receive the operating plan from all bidders. Now, Project Wolverine, you know, Jeter was from Michigan, called on his group to reduce payroll to $85 million. It was vetted and approved by MLB prior to the approval by MLB. Now, this plan, every investor and non-investor has the Wolverine financial plan of slashing payroll to $85 million. It was widely circulated. So he had a plan. And evidently Major League Baseball was aware of it. Now, is that, you know, a flat-out lie? Because if it is, then Lebatard nailed it in his interview. And I don't know if he had prior knowledge of what Barry Jackson was writing or if they came out at the same time or whatever the circumstances are. But, you know, they're now coming into question is how much money does this group actually have? Now, Manfred said that the debt levels remain the same. But, you know, going forward, how much money will they be able to spend? We'll find out. And we'll finish it up right there on the other side. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. You know, again, it was an interesting interview and contentious. And it's, you know, this is not, I don't know, and we'll find out how good, and this is where if the Marlins are going to spend, they're going to have to spend in their scouting department and make sure that their international market is exploited. Their international scouts are on top of their game because it looks like they're going the Houston way, you know, and we'll find out. And it's going to be tough. They're not going to draw fans. As we've talked about, their television contract, which is up, I think, in 2 years, is the worst in baseball. And they're going to have to redo that. You know, they got handed a lot by Loria that wasn't good. You know, I give credit to Loria for signing Giancarlo Stanton to the big-time contract to try to draw fans into the stadium. They had a pretty good core of players, of hitters, but they can't afford to pay any of them. So now they're out the door. They've got some prospects. We'll find out. If any of them pan out, well, you know, okay. Starlin Castro is going to play second base, and, you know, that's okay too. But they're not going to be a particularly good team. And Jeet's got about 3 years, 4 years to get it turned around, the same way the Astros did. Astros competed in year five, and they took it all in year six. We'll find out whether or not Marlins can do that or not. But like I said, it was a good interview by Lebatard. He held Manfred's feet to the fire, and I'm sure old Rob won't be going back soon. I can promise you that much. Anyway, that's it for this hour. Let's tap out right here. We'll come back with more fun and frivolity here on the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.